Again, a happy feeling. The day is almost finished. And you might think it's very, very late. It's 9:20. Probably in your daily life, you would not go to sleep at this time, would you? So it's a little bit late. Yeah, Yoni says yes. Me also, because we get up early in the morning. Every morning we get up even earlier than that, than you do. So it's okay. So we relax. It's almost finished. And now, you know, when we do purification practices, we should have a mind like somebody who understands, wow, I'm sick. There is a sickness and I don't know how to get rid of it. And until now, maybe we thought we'll just have to wait and endure all the negativities that will befall us of, you know, like the effects of all our negative actions. This was what the view that we had until now. All of a sudden, we hear that this is not so. We hear that we can purify negative actions before they bring their results. The same way, if you have a garden and you know exactly what is a weed and what is a flower, when it comes out and is very small, you just pull it out. If you let it grow, it overgrows your garden and it's very difficult to get rid of it. So we don't know how purification works. We don't know how the medicine works that the doctor is giving us, if we want to be honest. But what makes us swallow it? Even if the medicine is disgusting, the awareness that we're sick, the awareness that we need help, the awareness that we want to get healthy. So we trust. Because if you don't trust and you don't swallow it, you die. So you don't need to know how purification works. You just have to do it. Just relax. Where is the reluctance coming from? The mistrust. So we recognized, I think, today that there is suffering in our life. We recognize that we don't like it. We recognize that aversion and attachment is creating a lot of that suffering, making it much stronger. So we can visualize in the space in front of us Shakyamuni Buddha, the person from whom we have those Four Noble Truths. So today we talked about what we have to abandon. Tomorrow we'll talk about what we have to adapt. The Buddhist path leading to total liberation from all unwanted things. This is what suffering is. Everything that is unwanted, everything that is undesirable, everything that is not satisfying is dukkha. So a very big suffering is when we are aware that we've done negative actions and then makes us feel bad about ourselves. We're afraid. We're guilty. So don't go that far. Just generate regret. You know, if you can think of specific actions, if you can't think of specific actions, just know that we constantly do actions of body, speech and mind that are negative. And just generate regret. If you eat a certain food and that makes you sick, you regret having eaten that food. You're not guilty. You just regret. Should not have eaten too much of this. It doesn't bring happiness, neither to myself nor to others, the negative actions. So we can definitely see negative actions leave something behind on our mind stream, something undesirable. The memory of it is not pleasant. That is the first result. A tension in the heart. Negative actions create suffering. Experience that. Don't run away from that pain. Face it. It's only like this that we will be able to stop. When we see their immediate result, makes us feel bad about ourselves. So then if you can, and you try to feel the presence of Shakyamuni Buddha, somebody who has at one point was just like us, was disturbed by this suffering, even though he was a prince and he had all the comforts, he still wasn't absolutely completely satisfied. He was looking for something deeper, peace of mind, happiness. Through his looking very deeply, he found the causes for the suffering and he eliminated them and attained what is called nirvana. Cessation. And then he started to teach this path so that we can do the same thing if we want. So Buddha's mind is compassion and wisdom, perfected universal compassion and wisdom. So if we do our own bit from our own side, we generate regret, we have some trust that the Buddha really can help us, and we see the purpose why we do this, because we want to be of benefit to others. Then those negative imprints can be eliminated before they bring their results. Like seeds that are being burned before they turn into plants. So as we do this, you visualize light coming from Shakyamuni Buddha's heart. If you can't visualize Shakyamuni Buddha, it's fine if you're not familiar with the form. Just think, you know, some kind of golden ball or something like this, golden light, because his body is made out of golden light. He's dressed in the saffron robes of a monk. Black hair, eyes are narrow, smiling. It's a very peaceful expression on his face. Eyes are half open. The right hand is in his lap, holding a bowl which is filled with nectar. Healing nectar. Sorry, that's the left hand. And the right hand is touching his knee, fingers pointing downwards. Posture of Shakyamuni Buddha. So as we chant the mantra, and the mantra is Dayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha. So what it means is like Tayata means that's the way it is. Om means body, speech and mind of an enlightened being. Muni Muni means control, control. Maha means great. So Maha Munaye, great control. Soha means may the blessing of the mantra take root in my mind stream. So control means Shakyamuni Buddha has control over the suffering, has control over the delusions, has great control or even the most subtle delusion of believing in a separate me or I. Why he has control over those things? Because he has eliminated them. So it's effortless control. So that's what it means. So it's just chanting the qualities, the attainment of an enlightened being's mind. By doing that, we connect with the outer Buddha to wake up our own inner Buddha, to eliminate the stains, the delusions that cover our own Buddha nature. As you see the light coming into you, it enters your body through your crown, and as it fills your body, at the same time it flushes out all the negativities that leave your body through your lower doors in the form of black smoke or dirty water, sinking into the earth, never to be seen again. Really let go. The same way as we can let go of a physical sickness, we're not holding on to it. By letting it go, then the healing process starts. A big part of purification practice is that we forgive ourselves for having done negative actions. We understand we did them out of ignorance because we did not know about the consequences. Just try to open up. Not to condemn yourself. You're not a bad person. We are under the control of ignorance, attachment and anger. That's why we do negative actions. If we could reverse the whole thing, we would not repeat those actions. So we can forgive ourselves. And that's the most difficult thing for us to do. And it's so sad. We condemn ourselves. We hate ourselves. We only do that because we don't understand why we do those negative actions. The negative emotions are not you. They're just mistaken states of mind. And we can eliminate them. This is what we're trying to do now. You can visualize the white light coming into you, bestowing you with wisdom and compassion to be able to be the person that you want to be. Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha. 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 Taya ta om muni
Maha Munaye Soha Jayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Jayata Maha Munaye Soha Jayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye
So now, just try to imagine. Now we use some magic. We really look into the future here. We take the result into the path. You know, we all know that we have moments when our mind is free from afflictive, negative emotions. But then they arise again and again and again and again. So think, by the power of doing this practice, by the power of my regret, taking refuge, trusting the Buddha. Doesn't have to be deep trust, just the same way that you trust a doctor who gives you the pill that you then swallow. That's enough. But also, you know, doing the practice because we want to benefit others, making it a purpose. Now we make strong determinations as much as possible to abstain from doing negative actions in the future. It's very powerful. We will still do, because we have the habit. Yet if you know, if you have a clear understanding that those negative actions create suffering for others and for yourself, then you're able to dissolve those habits. Strong determination to oppose negative minds and negative actions. Not to follow them, to be vigilant. And then we just imagine, how would it be to have a mind that is constantly like now? You know, you might feel some peace at the moment. How would it be to have a mind like this? Joyful, peaceful. And then we start to understand, this is not boring peace here. In this peace there's a certain softness, a warmth, something that we call love. In this peace there is joy, wanting to share that love with all beings, wanting to share that peace with all beings. In this peace there is also wisdom, understanding that happiness has causes, understanding that suffering has causes. How would it be to have that mind state 24 hours a day? And we make that mind state become a source of light. It's in our heart. Represents our own goodness, which has as natural ingredients love, compassion and wisdom. Our true nature. And then because we have this wish, this natural wish to share it with others, we let the light radiate out from our bodies, from our hearts, sending it to all the beings that we think need it so badly. Like we only do that in our meditation. Some people can't accept your love, your concern, your compassion. That's fine. We have to wish to share it with others, so when they're ready to accept it, then it will be there. That's all. We're not forcing anything on anybody. But we send out the light, this very genuine wish. May this light bring peace and happiness and the causes of happiness in people's hearts and minds. And we let it go out. We let it spread in all directions. Wherever we look, there is so much suffering. So we make this light a healing light, the healing power of love and wisdom. We send the light out with the wish, may all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be able to help them to be free from the suffering. May this light liberate them from the suffering and the causes of suffering. The light who comes from my heart, may it liberate them from their suffering. And we send the light out with the genuine wish. May all beings be able to realize the nature of their mind as being pure, loving, compassionate and wise. May all beings be able to eliminate their delusions. May all beings discover their own inner peace. So that we can all live in harmony and peace. See, when we meditate like this, it looks as if nothing changes, but we don't know. We should never underestimate the power of our minds, our motivation, our aspirations, and our wishes. Everybody has Buddha nature, but the more people suffer, the more it is covered with hate, greed, aggression, violence. So there's not much we can do, but this we can do. We can send out the light with a wish. May we all be able to live in harmony and peace.